life, PA Boo. Yeah, they for sure got a mean ass QB spy, a linebacker that actually can run fast. You know how Madden thinks all linebackers are not athletic. Mm-hmm. Like in real life.
Callahan got rocked in that game, so you know. I think they just wasn't responding.
You know? Should I turn off this? Fuck. That was a bit dumb. It's freaking. Can y'all hear this? This NFL Red Zone that was playing in the background. Hopefully not. The mic is pretty far. But shit. Sure. Yeah, so let's see these other scores. Joe Burrow, like, what did he do, bro? Can somebody explain? Anybody watch the game?
Oh, yeah, I was watching that game a little bit. I don't know, man. It looked like they was finna cruise to the win, and then they just folded at the end, bro. Nasty. Let them come back.
Oh, shit.
And then, you know, and you sleep on the, you know, sleep on any team, you gonna catch an L. So they slept on them and came back and won the game.
Nah, the Bengals are a fake team. They were talking about, yo, if we win the division, we can win it all. Like, yo, that's such a fake team statement to begin with.
That's funny you said that, though, for real, because, like, the Bengals had a chance, you know, a chance to prove they was for real, and then you lose to the Jets, it's like you go back to just being the same old Bengals.
Exactly.
Bro.
Exactly. You're not supposed to make those statements. You're just supposed to win games. Oh, shit. The Eagles snapped. I thought they were struggling.
Yeah, they booty blasted.
Good lord.
Nobody struggles against the Lions, though.
That's crazy. So, don't let Puffy hear.
Man,
this.
The Lions have been playing good. They've been playing everybody tough this year. That's because they lose. But yeah, this is the first really time they really got blown out.
Yeah.
Ain't even show up.
Let's see. The Bills put in work.
The Rams was up 38-0 last time I checked, and then
oh shit, for real?
22 points in the fourth quarter.
All right, some respect points.
Who did the Bills play?
The Dolphins.
Dolphins. They was looking shaky for
Tua. Yeah, Tua getting clamped up. This is no good. You said what?
I said Tua is hey. Like 250-yard passing game is like a great game.
Yep. I don't even know how he was snapping like that at Alabama, but I guess the receivers were just going off.
You got every weapon in the book.
I guess, but yeah, to me that still don't make sense, right? Like
the offensive line or the coaching that he had at Alabama.
Yeah, that's when you can sit back there for an hour.
Just choose receivers, and they're all wide open. You just got to choose which one you like more.
Yeah, he had Ruggs, Devontae Smith, and Judy, bro. So it's it's hard to fuck up.
Nah, for real. Devontae Smith is the one that is actually surprising me in the NFL. Like, I was expecting him to be like one of the best receivers ever, because what he did, especially at the in the playoffs. In college, yo, I thought that was the craziest thing I ever seen. You know, he was automatic, but he's not going.
To be
off.
Fair, I mean, if you watch the Eagles at all, you would see why he's not doing so good.
I mean, all of those receivers went to teams with no quarterback. So.
Jalen Hurts has not been going off the way he's supposed to. So like I can't even contest these statements. What is he, 3-5 right now? That's nasty, bro. Letting the Cowboys have a easy division. I was really expecting Washington football team to be good, and the Lions. I can't even lie.
It would have been the Ryan Fitzpatrick one again.
Who?
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I made my take considering Taylor Haneke. I thought he was gonna be good, man. Well, he's not playing bad, but he does make some dumbass mistakes sometimes. He makes some weird ass passes. So
I don't know. He plays good. What's crazy? Haneke plays good against good teams. And
exactly. That is very true. It's a weird skill.
I don't think the Lions would have. I don't know why you think the Lions would have been any good this
bro,
year.
Bro, they were. They made so many moves.
Whole roster.
Bro, they made so many moves that I believed in, and then I was gambling that the coach really put it together. That he just, you know, had Danny everything
Amendola,
working.
Anytime you gotta depend on Danny Amendola at receiver, you know you have a bad.
That's nasty.
I didn't
That's
even know they nasty. Had Danny Amendola.
Is he still there?
Exactly, my point. He's been hurt. He's been hurt.
You know, like, yeah. I just felt like a lot of the moves. I thought they got like a lot of good defenders, and then their coach was gonna be good. So I don't know.
I mean, Okuda got hurt. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, it fucked up the whole defense.
I mean, Israel, man, they such a – they got it. You know, they always going to be in rebuild mode until they get rid of them owners, bro.
And yeah, because the dude cursed them. I always forget his name, but he fucked them up. Puffy knows.
Like people think, like, ownership in NFL is not important, but, bro, if you look at some of the teams that's always bad, it's because the ownership is just ass, bro.
Well, this lady this year, she is new.
As a owner,
running everything for the first time.
What? Could make some very misogynistic takes right now, but
the problem is all the teams get money off of the TV deal, no matter if they're good or bad. So exactly. Half of them don't even care about winning. This they just got the team to make money.
Exactly. There's definitely teams that are not in the business of winning. They're just in the business of selling tickets and getting that TV deal, like you said. Like,
you know what team that sound like? That sound like the Jaguars, bro.
Like they were. I think Jaguars, the dude is changing now. I think he wants to win. But there's definitely teams that are like, we're 100% that way. Like the AFC East, for all of Tom Brady's career, they were not in the business of winning. I promise you. They were just like, yo, let's just field a team. Make sure we have enough moves that'll excite the fans. Because I promise you, like, the Bills, Dolphins, and the Jets. Now, as soon as Tom Brady left, you see they started making moves. All of them. They started making moves, trying to get QBs, all that stuff. I can't think of any other team right now, but I know there's some other ones that are just absolutely not trying to win. I would almost say the Cowboys, bro. Like the way Jerry Jones, sometimes the moves he makes, bro, that boy is not trying to win, bro. Exactly. The winning comes after the, you know, making the Cowboys what they are right now. So, yeah, that is definitely facts.
Well, I mean, when you can be the most wealthy franchise and they won in 25 years, what you care about?
Yeah, that is true. I just don't understand how in the world that happens. Like, how do people allow this? It's probably just because they were so good in the 90s. That's the only logical explanation. And the business, aspect.
They got enough bandwagon fans in the 90s that they raised their kids to be the same. You know what I'm saying?
So, Straight up, bro.
And then, you know, most people are going to go with whoever their parents. Like, my dad's a Steelers fan, so technically I should be a Steelers fan.
Absolutely. It only makes sense.
I have a mind of my own.
Yeah. I mean, that is just really what happened when you think about it. Let me see.
Man, fuck the Cowboys.
That's right.
Hate.
Anybody really under 27 years old have never seen them good, but they still.
Right, exactly. Yeah, like I remember when I was like when I first started watching football, they were not good at all. I was like, yo,
I'm 43.
You know, how old is Griff?
Griff's like my age. Right.
How old?
26.
26.
Right. So you've never seen
me. Y'all some haters, bro. For one, I done seen plenty of Cowboys winning seasons, thank you. We just
winning
haven't had
season.
The playoffs. Others have had, you know what I'm saying? But it's on the way this year, obviously. So just sit back and watch Dak work.
Man, we can't even watch him work.
Winning seasons.
They did have a couple. I know the season they were on Hard Knocks, I was a fan. Like back in the day, not this year. Like I think in 2006, they were lit. That season of Hard Knocks with T.O., you had plenty of people.
I mean, look, if we keeping it a buck, Dak and Zeke's rookie year, we were supposed to win it all, but Aaron Rodgers is the best of all time, so we didn't.
Bro, is that the Des Carter year?
No, that's a different year. We should have won it all that year.
No, that year I was fucking sick, bro. The ball to Jared Cook. Ah, bro, that was mad and cheese, bro. Like, why did the zone break down like that, leaving him wide open on the sideline? You know, like, I can't believe Aaron Rodgers. They let him get away with that, and it was to me that's such a simple ass throw. People want to act like it's the craziest throw in the world. Am I lying?
I mean, I would say you lying because it was a 3-man rush, bro.
Right, he just rolled out a little bit, threw a ball on the sideline. Like, we see that literally every game. Nah, from every QB.
Not
in the clutch. Not in the clutch like that. He put that in the room. Oh, Lord. I mean, I guess.
And the thing is, they knew he had to go to the sideline because they didn't have time out.
Right. How did the fucking zone break down? Goofies. That's when you got to go see. And you gotta go check. Does this team actually practice defense? You know, more often than not, you'll find out they just do defense meetings. They just talk about the coverage.
That they would be where they are.
No, bro, yo, trust me. There's organizations in the NFL that do not practice defense. They just do meetings, or they just they text
like the Chiefs.
Yeah, the Chiefs, the Saints. They don't practice defense. They just call them up. They text each other on the day of the game. They're like, "Yo, you coming to the game today?" He's like, "All right, yeah." And then they just show up. They just borrow somebody's equipment and shit. Like, bro, some organizations do not practice defense. Believe me. All right. Well, shit.
You think their offense is just too good and they just wear them out in practice all week? So by the time they get the game on Sunday, they ain't shit.
I mean, if we're going to be really real, like a serious take, it really just comes down to coaching. You can't be a super coach on defense and on offense. So you're always just going to have one, like a better side of your team. That's really what it comes down to.
I mean, and the greatness of Patrick Mahomes has been like masking the flaws of their defense. You know what I'm saying? We keeping it real. It's just they finally like getting exposed now because the lack of pieces is finally starting to show.
Okay, but can we speak on this though? Patrick Mahomes. Like, Patrick Mahomes, before getting drafted, I said would be the best quarterback out of that class. But the way people are acting like he's the best quarterback to ever step foot on an NFL field is goofiness, bro. He has Travis Kelce, you can argue best tight end in the league. Tyreek, for the time he had him, you can easily argue best receiver in the league. And then he has, did I mention Andy Reid already? If I didn't, yo, he has Andy Reid, who's a literally a quarterback guru. About who?
You said the same thing about Tom Brady.
Not all the way. What he had, what Tom Brady had, this is what I'll say. He had the best organization. Like, everything is perfect. Nobody's bullshitting. Everybody's treated like an athlete that's just supposed to produce. That's what he benefited from.
He had the best. He had the best defense in the league for the first 3 to 4, 3 to 5 years of his career. Then, right after that, that's when Moss and all of them came.
We could dive into that. So hold up.
And then then after Moss, Gronk came. So so Tom Brady has the best tight end in the league. So I don't understand what the difference.
All right, so Pete, when he first gets to New England, the team is already, well, not the offense. The defense is goated. So we can definitely put first Super Bowl on the defense, but he was like, I think his second year. He was a second year player, right? So fine, they get to where they get off of like the team and everything. Tom Brady still has to, as a first year QB, first year starting, second year in the league, has to do a game winning drive in the Super Bowl. So that's one. Second one, put it on the defense again.
He had to get a game winning drive to get in field goal range. It's not like he had to go down and score a touchdown.
Hey, it's a game winning drive. At the end of the day, if you got to win, if you need 3 points to win, you don't need to score a touchdown. The second one, he goes up against fucking the Rams that everybody is saying are goated. Bill Belichick steals their schemes. Fine, I'll give you that. He's a cheater.
the defense shut the Rams down. Tom Brady did.
But again, game-winning drive. So, are we really gonna take that away from him? Fine, you can if you want. Again, but then you can if you want. It's like fine. Well, you can disregard that.
I'm not gonna take it away from him. But what I'm saying is, that game should have been a shootout. If it was a shootout, Tom Brady would have been exposed.
Definitely, because he didn't. I mean, well, you could say that
he wasn't ready at that time.
That's true, exactly. But he benefited from the fucking perfect organization, and then he capitalized. So fine, but it's like I'm not putting super like, oh, you're the GOAT after his second Super Bowl. I'm not saying you're the GOAT. I'm like, this guy's pretty good. Bruh, relax. People crown Mahomes. People didn't crown Brady. People didn't crown Brady after his third Super Bowl, which I'm getting.
I'm talking about people crown Mahomes like early after his
exactly,
Super Bowl. He's going to be the best ever because he won.
That's the problem.
So, like, so young, and they think, you know what I'm saying, he could obviously win 5, 6 more, whatever, you know?
When, and I have so many issues with Mahomes and how he got the status he did. Because no word of a lie, I promise you, every game versus the Ravens, those were very close games, if anybody remembers. Very close games every single time. The Ravens would get a big run. It would be a phantom holding call. So that's first of all. Secondly, the way the NFL is now, you're not going to tell me you're impressed by these stats he's putting up. Like, bro, he's putting up the stats Manning was putting up when the NFL was harder. Am I lying? He has the same stat lines as Manning had when the NFL, you could actually hit people, you actually hit QBs, you could actually hit receivers. But now you can't touch him. Every time he gets third down, he throws an incomplete, it's going to be a pass interference or a roughing the passer. Every single time. You see, this year he's not getting those calls. You see the results.
Let's just call it what it is, though. We hate him because he's light skinned.
Right. I liked him coming out of college. This is what I started with. It's the way people tried to say he's the best of all time after he didn't do anything to merit this. Like, everything he did was, there was a reason for it. He's very good, one of the best. Best of all time. He's like, I have many QBs that I, at, to this, like right now today, that I'm taking before Mahomes. Many QBs.
To this day,
you know what I mean, like, but yeah, Brady, fucking Brady, his third Super Bowl, it's on him. He beat the Eagles, and to be honest, defense was getting cooked a little bit by a fucking Terrell Owens on one leg. Brady cooked them up. So from that point on, Brady should have had the respect of being the GOAT, but he didn't. People were saying Manning was better. Fast forward now. That was in 2005, right? 2006, the refs literally steal the game from Brady in Indianapolis, invented a new rule in front of my fucking face, bro. I remember that day.
To this day!
Manning throws a fucking prayer up to, I think, Marvin Harrison or Reggie Wayne, one of them. And our DB is not turned around. I had never seen that call. Mind you, I had been watching the NFL for a year and a half. But I had never seen that call ever, bro. That if the ball hits the DB in the back, and he's not turned around, it's a pass interference. Because he did not touch Marvin Harrison or Reggie Wayne, whoever it was.
He got his first Super Bowl on a bullshit call. So.
Bro, that call was real. Okay, relax. I wasn't even watching football in those days. Like when he beat the Raiders. Shit, I don't give a fuck.
You know the fucking vibes.
Yeah, he got stolen by the fucking Colts, bro. And then Peyton Manning wins the Super Bowl. Bullshit against the fucking Bears. The year after, he gets Randy Moss. From that point on, he gets Randy Moss, Welker, and Dante Stallworth, right? But from that point on, to the day he left, bro. To the fucking day he left, bro. Brady did not have a good defense, bro. They were garbage, bro. Every fucking year, bro. Hey, bro, you talking somebody that watched every single game, bro. You talking somebody that watched every single game, bro. The defense Bill Belichick put up was not good, bro. How does Tom Brady have to always win on a game-winning drive if the defense is so good?
Fuck out of here. Game close enough for him to do that.
Bro, that doesn't mean shit, bro. What I'll give Belichick is that if we come up against somebody that everybody's saying, oh my God, greatest defense or greatest offense of all time. Like if we pull up to Aaron Rodgers, if we pull up to Peyton Manning, if we pull up to all those kind of people that, all those kind of offenses that people were saying greatest of all time, Belichick will wrap that shit up real quick, pack him up, send him out of here. That I'll give him. But oftentimes against dog shit defense offenses, we would get fucking ran through. How the fuck we lose the Super Bowl to the Eagles? It is that type of shit. And that wasn't the only time, bro. A lot of times it would happen. But Brady would fucking mask it up by being such a goat on offense. You realize once we showed up to the playoffs with Edelman at corner, playing nickel corner? You know that, right? We showed up to the playoffs with a wide receiver, former QB, playing a defensive back who should be in the Hall of Fame. But that's how bad our defense was, bro. And people want to say Belichick had the best defense. Belichick never, bro. What studs did we have, bro? That we kept. Every time we had studs, they always left. Chandler Jones, et cetera, they always dip. What Belichick did have is it. And I put that also on Robert Kraft, him and Robert Kraft, to where everything in the Patriots organization is super organized, super like. The way it's supposed, everything is the way it's supposed to be. So that's why, you know, they were able to, you know, have so much success, in my opinion. But they did not have a good defense. Even the O-line, Brady's O-line is, they've oftentimes been dog shit to where Brady has to throw the ball in 0.5 seconds every play. And he does so. And he sends it to the right person every fucking time. So, yo, Smoke Black Man 45, I could never, you can never tell me Tom Brady got carried or whatever by a defense or a team. Like, please.
I don't know, bro. Like, to be honest, like, I know you just brought up the Eagles, the Super Bowl they lost to the Eagles not too long ago.
What year was that again?
Like, 2-3 years ago. With Nick Foles, I can't remember what year exactly.
The Super Bowl versus the Eagles.
The Eagles had an amazing game playing that game.
Yeah, and they cooked them up.
And Doug Peterson.
Okay, hold up, Griff. I'm sorry. Steph said something that kind of like made me do some digging.
What was it?
He said that.
Statistician.
Jesus, Siri, shut up.
It's a fraud.
He said that the Eagles did not have a good offense in the Super Bowl.
They did not. They had Nick Foles, bro. Okay.
Yeah, they had Nick Foles at quarterback, but listening to Nick Foles two games
before that. Yo, Nick Foles had Nick Foles had the greatest playoffs of all time.
Bro, Nick Foles had the he played the same exact game against Minnesota the game before. Hell yeah.
No, I seen him. Yo, I was rooting for Nick Foles the whole time. That boy was going crazy. That's why I wasn't even that mad, because like Nick Foles, he snapped.
Man had That man had six incompletions.
And bro,
through three games, dog.
And bro, he wasn't checking it down either. That nigga was throwing up bombs, 106
passes. He was 100 for 106.
Bro, that nigga was throwing bombs too, bro. Like, yo. Which is better? Nick Foles in that run or Joe Flacco in his Super Bowl run?
Nick Foles, because that team was just clicking like on all cylinders, and sometimes like that's the most important thing, like
bro,
is to be clicking at it during playoff time. And it kind of reminded me of the Giants when they beat the Patriots them years, man. They just clicking at that right time. They was like 10-6, but they still won because you guys got to be clicking at the right time.
Yeah, no, they definitely snapped. But I think Carson Wentz had already clinched the playoffs for them, to be honest. I think Carson Wentz got him like 13 wins. I think he went down at 13-1.
He didn't clinch, but he...
No, I think he was... I think they were 13-1. Bro, when he went down, I'm almost guaranteed that he was 13-1, but whatever. Fuck, I forgot what I was going to say. Bruh. That run is not better than Joe Flacco's run, bro. Joe Flacco with the miracle versus the Broncos when he threw the ball up to Jacoby Jones, bro. Yo,
Joe Flacco had Ed Reed and Ray Lewis.
Yeah, no, that I won't argue. I want the team was better, but the way Joe Flacco was snapping, please.
Joe Flacco didn't even complete 60% of his passes during.
Yo,
relax.
Why you got the stats and shit? Let me think. Nah, Joe Flacco, bro. Do y'all remember though? Do y'all not remember? The game was done, bro. The game was done. Then Joe Flacco said, "Yo, hold up. Put a fucking missile over Raheem Moore's head." Raheem Moore was never the same after that. The safety got released. They dropped his overall in Madden. Everything was wrong after that.
The Ravens were 10-6 that year.
Yeah, dog. They weren't supposed to be winning. That boy said.
Relax.
I got it. Shit. All right. I mean, that was a NFL tangent. Let me just hit a little transition real quick. What y'all know about this?
What's up? Fresh is our turn, baby. Get up, get a boost for the bitch. I'm Gucci, see them Gucci suits. Ain't got no job, but I stay shy.
What y'all know about this?
Bro.
Y'all wasn't even outside.
I was about to say.
Speaking of Reggie, he had to dip. He had to go to a birthday event. He let me know in the DMs. Yeah. But yeah. Now let's get into this Madden League stuff. I don't know what week we had covered in the last podcast for the rivalry games. Probably got to like week 4 or week 5. But since then, there's been I remember we talked about Natty's win against the Lions. So. Since then, there's been Puffy Combs versus E-Free 315. So it was the Falcons versus the Dolphins in week 7. I think I marked it down wrong in the chat. Yeah, because I remember Chloro won. Yeah. It seems like it was a shootout, 42-39. Any of you watch it?
No, I missed it.
I don't think if I did, I probably watched a little bit. I just don't remember.
All right, Puffy went off with Matt.
I thought I was jumping in on it, and then I clicked on the link, and the stream was over.
Damn. It'd be like that sometimes. You got to be quicker than that.
Yeah, Chloro be he'd be up and down. You know what I'm saying? He'll beat somebody, and then he'll just lose to somebody random as hell.
He got his ass beat by Randy.
Yeah, he was crying in the chat. Did he lost to Randy? Let's not ever forget that, yo. Ever.
I was looking through the clips today, and I was, because I was starting to save some for the next video, and all I see is Randy like million fucking highlights versus Club.
Yeah, he did post his ass off. What a dickhead, bro.
I was like, oh my god, I can't even put all this in this video. That's fucked up.
That's crazy, bro.
You know the fucking vibes.
So yeah, Chloro managed to win his rival game versus the boy Puffy Combs. You had a rival game versus Brant Leaney. Did you win?
No, I didn't play Brant Leaney, remember?
What happened? You guys didn't match the schedule?
We not scheduled until week 12, remember?
Oh, shit. Yeah, I'm such a goof. I thought I changed it.
Yeah.
Did I? I thought I fucking changed it. Let me see this. Yeah, I edited everybody's things. Like, I changed the teams that aren't in the league anymore. I thought I changed your thing too. What is this? Okay. So you guys are playing in week 12. My bad. Alright. So let me save this. Alright, so
I did get the worst force win of all time.
What was the stats?
Like, not only is it disgusting that I got a force win, it's disgusting that it was a 17-14 W.
They said, yo, this nigga don't deserve to win.
I was like, what?
That's crazy, bro.
No stats, dog?
It might be like that for real. Let's see. So now we're in week 9. It's gonna be, yo, it's your game. A Stanky Nephew, 49ers user Young Griff against Reggie. You have a rival game this week. We're in week 9, right?
Yeah, we're in week 9.
Word. So you're guaranteeing the win?
I'll just say the goal is to stay undefeated, you know. So.
Oh shit! Hold
on. Put it on him last game.
Yeah, I don't think he was ready for the cheese, but I feel like he's gonna adjust to the cheese, and then I know it'll be a closer game. So, I just gotta keep winning. So that's all I know. Just gotta keep winning, bro.
Oh shit, yo!
He's not looking like the invincible monster that he been the last, couple years. I'm not trying to eat. Tracking, but
man, you saying
Reggie didn't he fell lose off? The game of the week too?
Yeah, he did. But bruh,
that was a close game, man. I feel like Reggie could have won that game for real. He was just like, Reggie's problem is he tried to go for the big play too much, man. He don't try to just methodically move the ball, like, you know what I'm saying? Showtime. He look for the big play a lot.
Yeah, dog. That's how it be. Sometimes you gotta be. You gotta
I don't blame him because he got Kyler, so I don't really blame him. I don't blame
yeah,
him.
He's saying he needs Kyler to be X-factored up before he can start snapping. That's what he said. So we have a guarantee from Griff for the game of the week. And then there's the new Rams against Seaway, the Titans. I played the new Rams last game, actually. And that boy is no joke. But actually, I'm not sure. Because I was very focused on getting my breakout. So I was forcing the ball. I was forcing the ball to John Vay the whole game. Actually, for you guys are going to see a video about it. For those of you listening, make sure to go check it out on the Bless League YouTube channel. But yeah, I was just forcing the ball. But he has dots. He can throw. He has schemes that it's like, I was getting mad, like, trying to figure out, like, yo, I can't fucking run zone against this shit, and I can't run man. I just gotta catch him off guard, like, yeah, it was very annoying.
I'll play him next week, so we'll see what he talking about.
He could throw. So.
Oh, yeah, I ain't want to speculate on this, but I feel like, man, Quay kind of ran from me, man. He seen I was, you know what I'm saying, I had a little hot start to the season, and then he just... departed, because I think his pride would have hurt if Griff put the hands and feet on him.
Yo, you think Quake gonna hear this?
I was real disappointed when Quay left, bro. I'm like, I just had to start speculating. I was like,
Yo, me too. He gave me the reason.
Was undefeated. He might have started looking around like, I'm gonna get my pride gonna be hurt if I lose to get if I just get smacked by Griff.
So let me just
depart and say I'm busy.
You saying you caught the body before even playing him?
He didn't want he, man, I just I hate to say it, but man, I just started speculating once I seen he left, man. I was like, oh my God. Our game was coming up pretty fast.
Wow, that's crazy. A body before even playing him. You heard it here first. This is what happens in Bless League. The next rival game after that is in week 11. It's Equa, Cowboys user versus Mixed Nuts. This is a crazy Nick gamer tag, the Chiefs user. Who y'all got?
Who?
I feel like Equa probably wins. Probably I mean, Equa.
Bruh, Equa is right now with the Cowboys sitting at 5-2. Mixed Nut is sitting as 4-4. Snapping. He's being the GOAT right now. Never mind.
You say Equa is 4-4?
No, Equa's 5-2.
Mixed Nuts. Oh, yeah.
Shit, I don't know.
You know Equa, weekend league rat.
Right, but he said he was 12-. What did he say? He said it was 12-2, and then the next update was like 12-8 or some shit. And then I don't know.
Yeah, Equa finished with like 15 wins. I mean, to be fair, it is. I mean, it's hard, bro. Like weekend league is hard as fuck. I feel like a weekend league is the hardest it's ever been. So,
bro, do you guys have maxed out teams?
It's tough to get 18 wins, 19 wins. It is.
Do you have a maxed out team though?
Like hate, because I play weekend league in a different game. So
you know what I mean.
You can be.
No, I'm ready to hate. Like, bro, all you need for weekend league is a maxed out team, and you're guaranteed at least 10, and then your skill will determine what you do with the other 10, and then you'll get 5 losses based off Madden, this disconnection or some bullshit.
And I'm 10-3. Like last night, I ran.
Yeah, you gotta hurry up and run those
right
games.
Now, so shit, I'm trying to. I'm at the point where, you know what I'm saying, where you gotta like try to get to that 8. This is the hardest point at weekend league after them 10 wins is like the hardest shit ever.
Facts. So, and it's not that, you know, whatever. I've flamed Ultimate Team too much in my life. I don't even want to waste my energy. Let me see this. But y'all niggas don't even know about this, bro. Ice cream man. Watch these rappers get all up in your guts. French vanilla, butter, pecan, chocolate deluxe. Even caramel sundaes is getting touched and scooped in my ice cream truck. Yo, honey, dip summertime, fine jerry dripping. Send you a pickings with a bunch of. This one of the best verses I ever heard. Strong notes as we got close. She rock rope, honey throat smelling like impulse. Your whole shell, baby's wicked like Nimrod. Caught me like a freshwater straw, or may I not be God? Attitude is very rude, boo. Crabby like seafood. It turns me on like Vine, see it all rude. They call me Starkey Love Hunt. Check the strategy by any means. Shirley Temple Cross was done by Billie Jean. Black Mrs. America, your name is Erica, right? True. Lazy Apple, small V6 shoe. Caramel complexion, breath smelling like cinnamon. Chill. Ghostface Wiling. Nah. That's for those of you that don't know. I can't even tell y'all what that is. If you don't know, then you just don't.
Who?
Our viewers are too young for that.
Hey, if they just, you know, don't
it
know.
It wasn't outside.
That's fast.
We need to move Lonzo.
Huh? Need to move Lonzo. That shit kills me every time. Skip is crazy, bro. Oh, my God. But shit, yo, this pretty much wraps up this week's episode. Do you guys have anything you need to share with the pod? Anything you've watched this week? Any new music?
Damn. I was actually about to bring up like Deshaun Watson real quick and what y'all was thinking about his situation, because man, it's kind of crazy. But
bruh, that
as
would
far
literally...
as like music, bro, I would say like Big Sean just dropped a new EP. What You Expect? That's what it's called. That shit's fire.
I mean, you can't just
listen to that.
Switch from Deshaun Watson to Big Sean.
Yeah, we'll talk about Deshaun Watson because I just didn't want to take too much time at the end.
That's the thing, though. That would literally be a whole episode. Like,
I need the update. Give me the cliff notes of the update on Deshaun Watson. What happens to him? They going to?
I just seen something with the Panthers were like discussing a trade or something for him, and I guess the coach or somebody came out from the organization saying they have no intentions of getting Deshaun Watson. I just think it's gonna be real interesting to see what happens to our boy, man. For real,
that nigga ain't going nowhere.
Nowhere, his career is done. Like, bro. Oh shit, that was the wrong button. I meant to do this one. Nah, cause the last thing I read was that he can't even get traded to anybody until it's resolved and until the commissioner gives his ruling. So he has to wait on the court thing, and he has to wait on Roger Goodell after that. So, like, he's not playing this year, probably not playing next year, probably not playing the next year. It's going to be, like, 2025, Deshaun Watson is going to be, like... On the exempt list or something? Yeah, exactly. He's going to be on the exempt list for, like, a long-ass time. And then the legal proceeding is going to take a long-ass time, too. It's GG's, bro. He's going to come back. He's going to be rusty as hell if he does come back. Bro, like, as soon as he said, "Yo, I'll never play for them again," and they tried, they said, "All right, yo, let me hire a black coach real quick." They said, "All right." He said, "Hell no, you're not getting me that easy." They said, "Oh shit, we're not gonna get him." Like, he thinks he's leaving. And as soon as he made that decision, bro, they got into the lab. They said, "Yo, how do we cancel this man's career?" The whole thing. They didn't say, "How do we like get him back?" They said, "Yo, how do we cancel this man completely? Finish him, like, yo, it's done. Throw him in the garbage. He's done." Straight up. And that's what they did. Executed the plan flawlessly. Shit. Anybody got anything else to discuss? Because I don't want to keep the pod going too long on this.
No, that was it. I really just want to touch on the Deshaun shit. You know what I'm saying? Just y'all thoughts on it.
Hey man, that's what it is, you know. This has been another episode of the Blessed League podcast, you know, brought to you by the usuals. And, you know, we'll catch you on the next episode. Thank you for listening. Blank.